Good morning, everyone. Come on in. My hair's giving me a little trouble today. I'm getting it cut on Thursday. Just getting my bangs back, and it's always a little adventure right before I get it cut again because my bangs, y'all, those bangs just keep growing. What's the deal? What's the deal? All right, y'all, come on in and say hi. I am Coach Betsy. Good morning, Mary Catherine, Sugarland, Texas. Love it. Love it. Hello, Miss Karen. Oh, y'all, it is the 15th tax day. I am proud to say I got my taxes done way back when. Way back when. And y'all, I pay somebody to do them for me, and it is the best money I've ever spent. If you can afford it, I highly recommend it. So, all right, how's everybody doing? Oh, I love seeing where y'all are from. Oh, and I got a refund too. I got a refund from state and federal. So, hello, Cali and Pennsylvania and New Hampshire and Ontario and Alberta. Love y'all Canadians up in the house and Spain and Florida and Philly and all the places. Veronica's getting $14 back. I'm telling you what, that's better than paying in, right? It's better than paying in. That really means that it worked out about right, right? That you paid in what you needed to pay in. So I'm still having oh, and Heather's the tax prep business owner. So, yep. This is a big day for you, and probably it doesn't stop today, does it? You got people who are doing extensions and all the things. So, all right, well, just keep chatting in the chat if you want to. I got a little bit more of my coffee, and we are going to talk about mid-month. Y'all, it's the 15th. It is April 15th. For those of us who celebrate, we've got Easter this weekend. Can y'all, Easter kind of snuck up on me this year. So, oh my goodness. Karen said she had somebody, she knew somebody who tried to make an appointment yesterday to get her taxes done. So, there's always the extension, right? But, I think there's some things that go along with that. I had to do that a few years. So, anyway, on from taxes to goals, weight loss. Y'all, how are you doing with the month of April? And I just got done listening to MJ's call from last week. I love the focus this month, y'all, because y'all know I love the courses. I love, getting the guides and all this kind of stuff. But some months we just need some good little tips and some good reminders of how to make weight loss easier. And this month, that's what we get from MJ. Oh my gosh, she's just been amazing on these calls. But to get these tips on how to set up your pantry, how to set up your habits to get you more successful, then that's what we need a lot. That's all we need, y'all, is how to set ourselves up where we have less triggers, because it's the trigger cleanup this month, by the way. And y'all, if we can clean up all these triggers, and I'm telling you, I think one of the biggest triggers we can clean up literally is having food out and visible in our kitchen. I think that MJ has talked about that, all month, but she definitely talked about it the first month. Y'all, it's just, it's like it's kind of the world we live in where people kind of display things and there's all these fancy see-through jars and containers and all this kind of stuff. If y'all walked into my kitchen right now, you would see a onion on the, I have this like ceramic, like I still have like a bowl thing. It's like a long kind of tray in the middle of my island. But y'all, it has a onion and it has a couple of, it has a little container of cherry tomatoes on it. But I don't have the cookies, I don't have the chips. I have two containers above my refrigerator that are not see-through, right? They are like fabric. And so when I walk into my kitchen, I don't immediately see food to eat. And I think for a lot of you all, if you all could clean some of that up, I bet it'd make a huge difference. Because here's the deal, y'all, out of sight, out of mind is a thing. It is a real thing. And so that means that insight in mind is a thing. Okay. So just get curious about that. Just get curious about that. And yeah, and here's the thing, like, for what do you want to see when you walk into the kitchen? Do you want to have a big pitcher of water and some glasses staring at you when you pass by the kitchen or when you walk into the kitchen? Do you, what do you want to see and what do you not want to see? Okay. So, because I mean, we can have triggers in the kitchen if they're triggers that help us. Karen mentioned she's not getting her water in. Get you some bottles of water, y'all. I don't care. I don't care if it's a pitcher and then you don't even like drink it and you pour it out at the end of the day. At least that reminds you, like, oh, water. I am someone who is drinking water right now. Thank you, pitcher, for reminding me of that. You don't even have to fill up the pitcher if you drink out of a bottle or whatever. But choose triggers you want and then get rid of triggers you don't want that aren't working for you. Okay? So, Mara, if fruit works for you, that's great. But still, we don't eat fruit if we're not hungry, y'all. So, I mean, fruit isn't a free food like it was at Weight Watchers back in the day and things like that. But my onion doesn't trigger me because I'm not going to just, bite into that onion. It's just out on the counter because that's where I like to store those kinds of things that don't need to be refrigerated. And then also, I don't have a ton of cabinet space in the cabinet. And so I just keep it out. But again, it's not a trigger. It's not a trigger. So Veronica says, I love doing my bid month numbers and data. It can really be an eye-opener more than I thought when I started watching these calls. Yes. Y'all, that's an amazing idea to put on your calendar, schedule in the middle of the month when we have these calls to start, to update your habit tracker, to just flip through your plans and assessments, look at your weight tracker, look at all the data that you're tracking during the month. Just to give you an idea of like, okay, where am I? Right? Mid-month overview, mid-month check-in. Okay. So that's something that you can do during in the middle of the month. And I've got another thing I'm going to talk about real quick. But by the way, this is a coaching call. This is an open coaching call. So I would love to see some of you all before I have to beg. My nose is running, y'all. The pollen is real out here in over here in Arkansas. So, please don't make me beg for people to coach, okay? Maybe some of you all who haven't gotten coached in a little while and want to jump on and just get a little check-in, get a little refresh. I would love to talk to you. And also you can put some questions in the Q&A. Margaret says, I haven't done anything that I'm supposed to. Margaret, if you want to raise your hand or let me know, kind of, you're on this call, so that's something. You hadn't quit no BS yet. So that's something. So let's not get absolute with our talking because that feels like shit. And so I bet there's something you've done this month in 15 days. Please find something that you can give yourself credit for, okay? Because we don't do this, I've done nothing all month. Y'all, we don't do that around here. That's not true. And if nothing else, you haven't quit. No BS. You're still here. That's something. Okay. Y'all, I'm feeling a little frisky today. I just have to warn you. Yes, Darlene. Welcome. Welcome. What? Yep. This is the mid-month reboot. Okay. Let me kind of start. I got a couple of y'all on the waiting to get coached. So let me just kind of cover something real quick and then we will just jump into coaching and y'all line it up. If you, any of you, who else, anybody else? Oh, good. Okay. We got a few folks coaching now who want to get coaching. Okay. So I just want to go through the amazing Coach Lizzie's little 5-step process. I think this is something that's really good to go over at the beginning of the call month that Lizzie's been doing, and then me doing the mid-month call. We kind of switch back and forth sometimes. But there's just this amazing five-step process that she's come up with that you can think about at the beginning of the month, in the middle of the month, anytime. And that is number one, think about I love Lizzie too. Number one, what is the main obstacle getting in the way of my weight loss? And get specific. You can't just say me, you can't just say eating too much. You can't just say, you know, what specifically, and I'll put this in the chat. What is the specifically is the main obstacle getting in the way of my weight loss? Jill says, not stopping enough. I want you to get more specific. What meals? When? Is it during the week? On the weekends? Is it at dinner? Y'all drill down. Okay. Get specific. I'll write that in the chat too. Get specific. Okay. Fuck it, eating and drinking when I see my friend's band. Okay, that is real specific. I love it. Mostly dinner. Okay. Overeating my snacks at 3 p.m. All right. So, okay. So you all know. So what is the main obstacle? And now I want you to brainstorm. You can put it in the chat. Just put a few things or just put one thing. Brainstorm lots of actions to address it. And if y'all can't come up with any, reach out in the chat too, and you'll get some help from everyone who's here. We got 100 plus people here, and y'all can. What do y'all need to do, y'all? There's nothing new out there that you all probably don't know about. What do you need to remind yourself that you know works, but you just need to get back to practicing it? Okay, so a lot of you all, or you know, I've seen several not stopping it enough at dinner. Serve myself half of the portion first, right? The halftime method, where, well, that's kind of a little bit of a different thing, but still, it is the ideas are serve yourself half first so that you actually got to get up out of your chair and go get more if you want more. But the actual halftime method is that whatever you serve yourself, you practice eating half and then pausing and really checking in to see if you've had enough. One of my private clients here at NoBS, she actually plays a song during her pause, and she reports the song every day to me in our Slack channel. And so, you know, that's usually 3 to 5 minutes. And because they listen to music while they're eating. And so I thought that was a great idea. So that just slows down the meal, slows down the eating, slows down the momentum of my cleaning your plate or eating fast enough. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. All right. Remember to ask if I'm hungry. Put my food elsewhere if I feel I've had enough. Yes, instead of sitting with it in front of me. Y'all, please don't do that to yourself. At least push it away a little bit if you know you're at enough. Like if you're at a restaurant, or even if you're just at the table with your family and you don't want to get up, or you know, like I do that, but sometimes I just go ahead and get up, y'all, and get rid of it. Either dump it in the trash or put it away. Because I'm just not going to like make it harder for myself and sit in front of some really good food when I know I'm at enough. Okay. Okay. So if y'all have any specific questions about this part, put it in the Q&A because there's just been a lot of comments in the Q&A. I mean, sorry, a lot of comments in the chat. And but if any of y'all can't come up with any ideas, but it sounds to me like y'all know what to do, right? Y'all know what to do. And we all need reminders about what to do sometimes. Okay. Our brain is not designed to just keep remembering, oh, yeah, we need to ask if we're hungry. Oh, yeah, we need to, you know, do the halftime method at dinner tonight. Please don't beat yourself up for just forgetting something, because our brain is not a storage device. It likes to kind of help us process things, but we need reminders. We need reminders on our phone. We need sticky notes in our kitchen. We need these kinds of calls that help us remind ourselves. Okay. Okay. The third step is go deeper. What's the story about this obstacle? What is your story around, again, the example, stopping at enough at dinner? Why don't you stop at enough? Right? Like, what's the deal with stopping at enough? What is your story that you tell yourself? That means you got to start listening if you don't know. And then the fourth step is to pivot that story. We got to start with knowing what it is, where it's like, well, I want to, let's say it just tastes so good. It just tastes so good. I don't want to stop eating. Y'all, a lot of times that's it. It's not any more complicated than that. It just tastes so good. And the fourth step that we're talking about is pivot that story. And here's what I tell myself when it just tastes so good. Y'all, we're having fish tacos tonight. It's Taco Tuesday. And we found this really good fish taco recipe where you use like fish, like frozen fish fillets, kind of like California fish tacos. And y'all, I've been thinking about that. We had them on Sunday night with some family, and they were like, we're gonna have that again on Tuesday. And we use fish sticks on Sunday night. And last night I went and got like actual like fish fillets, like crispy fish fillets from the, freezer from the Kroger. And we got this slaw, and we made this special sauce that goes with it. Y'all, I've just been thinking about that. I'm looking forward to dinner tonight. And oh, I didn't put two and three. Okay, I'll do that tomorrow in just a minute. So y'all, I'm looking forward to dinner, and it's okay to look forward to meals. Okay, it's okay to enjoy your food, but I bet you anything, I am gonna have food left, and I'm gonna be at enough, and I'm going to stop. I'm gonna need to stop eating. So here's what I tell myself when the food is really good. But I know I'm at enough. Number one, I always tell myself, we can have this same food tomorrow. We can recreate this meal exactly tomorrow if we want to. Like, I just tell myself that immediately. Like, even if I needed to go to the store tomorrow, right? I could have this same, this is not the last time I'm going to have this ever. Number two, I tell myself, okay, we can keep eating right now, but what about in 10 minutes? What's going to happen in 10 minutes? How's it going to be in 10 minutes when the food is gone and you feel like crap because you know you've overeaten? So you feel like crap mentally because, and emotionally because you're like, I beat myself up. I shame myself sometimes when I overeat. I don't like that feeling. Now I can work on it and tell myself that it's okay and it's normal and all that kind of stuff. And I do that too. But I could just avoid all that work altogether if I just stop at enough. And then I also don't want to feel physically uncomfortable when I'm laying on the couch watching TV and watching my shows with my husband at night, which is what I do every night. And then I fall asleep on the couch. That's my routine. And I love it. I just absolutely love it. So, but I don't want to do it. I don't love it as much when I'm feeling physically overfull. Okay. And so I tell myself those two things, and then I immediately get up. And usually we're sitting at the kitchen island eating. And I get that plate. I get that food put away or in the trash as soon as I can. And my husband is still sitting and eating, y'all. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I should just sit here and, and I'm like, no, I'm right here. It's not like I'm leaving the room. But I'm not going to make this harder on myself, and then I know I'll start picking at it and all that kind of stuff. Okay? So I hope that helps. So that's kind of the story. And then the fifth step is to practice. So let me put the so two was brainstorm actions. I'll put this in all caps. To address the obstacle. Three was to go deeper and ask yourself, what's the story about the obstacle? And then four was pivot the story, come up with like a new story, just like I did. We can have this food again, and I do not want to feel the way I know I will feel if I overeat. That's how you pivot. You're like, okay, I hear this, it tastes so good, but then I pivot and tell myself a few new things. Okay. And then five is practice, which basically means you do what I just talked about or whatever you come up with over and over and over again. It may not work the first time, and it's not going to work every time. One, well, I already typed one. One was, what is the main obstacle getting in the way of your weight loss? Okay. Sorry, there's a little typo in there, but yeah. So those are the five steps, and I'll put them in the, I'll have Missy put them in the replay of the call as well for those of y'all listening on the replay on the podcast. So, but it's the five steps that we've been talking about for several months now on these beginning in the call and mid-month calls. So, what is the main obstacle getting in the way? Number one. Number two, brainstorm actions to address it and reach out in the Facebook group and ask coaches if you need help with that. But it's all stuff we talk about all the time. Number three is to go deeper. What's the story about why, basically, why aren't you doing it more often? Why is it an obstacle to begin with? Number four is to pivot your story and tell yourself something new. And number five is practice, practice, practice. So, and don't ever expect perfection. Please, y'all, do not expect perfection. Okay. But also don't expect to just have it all fixed and figured out, you know, after practicing it for two or three times. Okay. Keep going. Keep going. All right. All right. Do, do, do. All right. Let me answer this question and then we'll get to some coaching. Okay. How do you find the energy to push forward and do the harder thing right now when you feel low on energy and want easy relief? Okay, welcome to humanity, anonymous, right? This is a question that all of us ask all the time. Okay, here's what immediately just came to mind when I saw your question. Does it really take more energy to do the harder thing? I just in your question, I hear a lot of story speaking about kind of going deeper and your story, pushing forward to do the harder thing right now. This is where we really got to question our story. Yes, I mean, I'm with y'all that like doing something different can feel hard in the moment. But does it really take that much more energy? Okay, that's number one thing I want y'all to question. I want you to question, anonymous. Okay. And, but here's another thing. I mean, do we really need energy? I mean, you know, it probably takes more energy to overeat than to not. Your story around energy and how much energy things take is something that I really want you to like look at. Because I mean, kind of going back to my story about like overeating tacos tonight, it would take more energy to overeat and then to like lay there and feel the fullness and like beat myself up and all of that kind of stuff all night. That's more it, that takes more energy than like that one moment where I'm like, nope, we're not going to do it. Let's just get up and go and get the food out of our plate, you know, and out of our face. It's probably less energy to do that. And I want you to just consider that possibility. Okay? And we all want easy relief. Welcome to the club. Okay? But like, That's just how we are as humans. And so, this may be the same person who's posting. She says, I battle depression and sometimes feel so alone. I sometimes don't think I can do both weight loss and fight depression. Sometimes it's taking everything I have just to exist. Okay. Number one, I want you to be sure that you're getting the help that you need for your depression. Okay. That's number one. But I hear you talking about fighting depression. Y'all, I don't think depression, I don't, I think if we fight depression, depression's gonna win. Okay? That takes a lot of energy, Anonymous, as well. Okay? But what if you're just wrong? What if you're just mistaken that you can do weight loss and have depression? We have hundreds of members in No BS who do. And I would love for you to reach out and see if you can connect with some of them. Okay? Because they're there. So she said, that is so interesting. And actually, yesterday, I noticed after allowing an urge in the afternoon, I was worried it would be so hard. But that evening, I looked back and was surprised how much less hard it was than I anticipated in the moment. Okay. So you're already starting to poke some holes in your story around how hard this is. Okay. Hold on to that and keep going and keep practicing. Okay. All right. There's even some folks in the chat who are talking who are talking about how you're not alone. And you all know Corinne has experienced depression and still does sometimes. Okay. So you're absolutely not alone. All right. All right. Let me get to the coaching. I know I kind of start talking, y'all, and then okay, Miss Alyssa. Let's see what you got. Let's see what you got. Are you there? There you are. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how's it
Good.
going?
How are
Good. What's going on?
you? So I've been a member for a little over a month now.
Okay. Yeah.
I've been having issues with when I come home from work wanting to snack, and MJ gave me a good suggestion on the new member Q&A last week, and I did well with that. But then I found myself towards the end of the week, kind of like on Thursday, kind of like gripping on because I was focusing, oh, tomorrow I'm weighing in. And then I felt, then after I weighed in, like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I've been kind of wanting the sweets and eating the sweets. So I've had that feeling of, I guess, deprivation, even though I really wasn't deprived.
Okay.
And how I
So
used to
what
be,
did go ahead, go ahead. Sorry,
you
what?
know, like how I used to be another, like with Weight Watchers when I did Weight Watchers before, holding on all week and then like the weekend comes and after I weigh in.
Yeah.
It's...
Okay. So you know this about you already, right? You know that this is a pattern for you in the past. And even though you're not on Weight Watchers anymore, that these patterns don't just disappear. Right. And so it's okay. It's just a kind of an old pattern coming back. But what do you think you can do, or what do you think you can practice to kind of help you get out of that pattern, or and to help you? Do you have any ideas?
Actually, no.
Okay. Well, I think number one is that you just remind yourself that everything that's happening is normal right now. Right? Feeling deprived is very normal. Even though I love that you kind of said, right? Like I feel deprived, but I don't think I'm actually depriving myself. It sounds like you're giving, you're letting yourself have all the foods, right? I mean, you're letting yourself, eat the foods you want. But again, your brain just hasn't quite caught up with, oh, wait a minute, we're not doing Weight Watchers again. We're doing something different. So just there's no problem here, right? There's nothing going wrong here. It's just that you've got to give this some more time and give your brain more time to kind of get comfortable with what's going on and what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like today I'm like, oh, I really need to buckle down and, because when I weigh in again, just,
Yeah. Well,
I
and
know
that
like.
is, I mean, that is classic Weight Watchers mentality, right? You walk right in the door, and that's the first thing you do is weigh, right? And so it's so focused on the scale. And yes, we are here to lose weight, and we, a lot of you all weigh yourself once a week and all that kind of stuff, but we are a little bit different in that, we're giving our body time to kind of adjust. We put our bodies through a lot over the years with all these diets. Right. And so just practice some patience here, right? With like you're doing something different. Yes, the scale number is important, but it's just not gonna like reward you every week for the for the hard work. I
Then I
mean,
also feel like I kind of find like another time of day that maybe I'm also eating more because I'm not eating in the afternoon, like I
okay.
was before too, like an evening. Like last night, like I ate dinner kind of late. My husband got home late, and then I know I was full, but then I was like, oh, but there's this, unfortunately, sweets got brought in for preparing for Easter. And of course, I'm like, oh, there's that thing there, and I had it. And then, of course, I felt like crap afterwards, too
Well, but
full.
this is like, what did you learn from that? What did you learn from that experience? Let's get curious.
That, that I didn't feel well after eating it and I was going to bed, and then it made me stay up later than I wanted to.
Okay. So you kind of found a good reason to not do that in the future. But then here's the, here's the deal, right? I mean, people are going to bring in food, right? That we don't, that we can't plan for, that we can't anticipate. And so this was really good practice for you to be like, oh yeah, like, okay, how do I want to show up in the future when someone offers me some food that I do not have on my plan? Right? Like, I'm gonna, and this is, this, you can absolutely just give yourself permission to have it, right? If you want it. But you can also say, okay, here's where I do something new and different. And it's like, oh, I'm so glad you brought that in. I'm gonna put that on my plan for tomorrow and really look forward to it and enjoy it because it's on my plan.
All
Okay.
right.
So that's
Thank
how we, that's how it works. All right. Well, I'm so glad you're here.
you.
I'm so glad you raised your hand, like just a month in. That's amazing. And welcome and keep reaching out for help. Okay. All
Thank you
right.
so
Take
much.
care. All right. See ya.
Bye.
All right. Love the newbies. They just remind us of just some good things that maybe we've just kind of forgotten about if we've been around for a while. So, all right, we got Cheryl coming up next. And I love all the love in the chat for our anonymous. Oh, and I got a few other before, as Cheryl is coming on, Anonymous is asking about it usually takes her about 30 to 40 minutes sometimes to figure out if she has had enough, if she's had enough. And that's absolutely common and normal. Like over time, it can get a little bit quicker as you really start to recognize your enough signals. So just give it time. Just keep practicing and give it time. And over time, it'll just get easier and easier and kind of quicker to figure out when you're at enough. So, no worries there. All right, Miss Cheryl, what you got?
Hi. And
Hi.
I feel badly because I had gotten a call from a doctor's office while with the other call, and I heard the tail end of it, and I was like, oh my gosh, she mentioned Weight Watchers, and that's what I was gonna mention.
Problem. No problem. Let's talk about it.
And I was like, oh, I wish I had heard that. But my issue is, I'm doing fine, but I'm kind of, see, I like so many people, Weight Watchers for so many years, and I'm having a hard time because I feel like I'm using all the tools, from No BS, which I absolutely love because I do not want to be tracking my points all my life. But I'm kind of like scattered because between Weight Watchers and I just started with a trainer for the first time in my life. I'm retired and this is like a great thing. I'm very happy about it because I've had two knee surgeries and it's very important for me to, not just lose weight, but to be strong. So I, anyhow, I just feel, and I'm ADHD, so I feel like I'm all over the place.
So, are you still in Weight Watchers?
I am only because I signed up for 10 months and, I'm not really. I did go last week. I didn't weigh myself there because I do like seeing the people, and I feel
And
like
we have a lot of members who still go because they love the community part of it and all that kind of stuff. But there are, some, we're not exactly, we're not like Weight Watchers, right? There are times when it's either like, okay, I'm gonna listen to my body or I'm gonna count points, right? But you can't do both. But I want you to kind of, you said you feel scattered. Why? What feels scattered that we need to figure out?
Good question. I just feel like I almost feel like I'm cheating on No BS because I'm seeing a person, which I had a wonderful call with, okay, your boss.
Okay. With Corinne or with
Yes,
MJ?
with Corinne a week ago Sunday. Because I was embarrassed to have a personal trainer. She set me straight on that.
Okay, so you're straight on that. We don't need to talk about that.
And
Okay,
so I'm
so.
okay with that, but I just feel like maybe I feel like all eyes are on me because, I feel so good about the No BS. I've shared with people about this new way of thinking because I had a friend that just gorged herself the other day and she was so upset. And I'm like, you don't have to do that. And I told her all about, this. And but I just
Here's
feel like, am I not being loyal? Am I not being.
Okay, here's what I hear, Cheryl, and you can tell me if I'm off base. But I think this what's happening is like you're just in a really good place. Like you're in a good place. You're like so grateful that you found No BS. But you still enjoy being with your Weight Watchers group, and that's great too. And then you've got this amazing new trainer and you're getting stronger. Well, when things are going so well in our lives, our brain starts to like, but we need some kind of problem to solve here, Cheryl. Like we need like a big problem. We're not used to just being like, having all this good stuff going on. Because like, and so let's create this story of how scattered we are and how confused we are. But it's like, are you really? Like, I mean, if you get to a point where it's like, okay, I'm st it's the you know it's you know middle of the afternoon or it's after dinner and I'm hungry and I'm out of points, what are you gonna do? I mean, if you're still counting points, I mean, it's really like that seems to be kind of the only thing we need to clear up is like, okay, what's gonna be the priority, right? Is it teaching No BS or is it what Weight Watchers teaches?
And it definitely is no BS. And I looked at the comment because I appreciate other people's, input on it. And I mean, I bite my tongue there. I'm not going to be the one to try to convince people that they're wrong. I try to get the good out of it because I figure it's a money thing. I'm retired. I have time. I can go to the meetings. I don't go all the time, but I really, you hit the nail on the head when you said it's almost like I'm looking for something. And instead of just embracing it, which I really am embracing it to myself, but I feel like maybe I think to other people it'll look like, wow, Cheryl's just trying everything, and I'm one of these, I'm kind of, and then no offense to anybody, but I'm anti-drugs and I'm anti-surgery for me, you
It just
know.
sounds to me like you have made a decision of what tools work best for you. And it's time for you to own that. It's just time for you to walk around and own that. And other people can choose their own tools that work for them. And that's what they have to do for themselves, right? We can be an influence. We can suggest, but they've gotta choose their own tools for them. And so that's it. But it just sounds to me like you're getting what you need from Weight Watchers, and you're getting what you're like taking this and leaving this. And no BS, the same thing, right? And then you're getting this amazing help from your trainer. It's like this is where we practice having, kind of the fancy term for it is the capacity to have. Like when we have been trying to lose weight for years and it's always a problem and it's always confusing and it's always like, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. And then we kind of land on, okay, I think I have this like sweet combination of, I love to kind of picture like you have this circle of support around you, right? And like we haven't, like you're still figuring out how to have that, right? It's all working for you. And now it's just time for you to practice having and practice just enjoying that you have what you need right now.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. All
Really
right.
helped so
All
much.
right. Well, I'm so excited. Keep reaching out. All right. You're doing awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
All right. Got Margaret. And then we've got Nicole. That'll probably finish us out for today. Yeah, I love thinking about that we all just have these circles of support around us and they look different for everyone. So, and I think we've got a question in the chat or in the Q&A too. I need to answer. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are
I'm good. How are you?
you? Good, good. Proud of you for raising your hand. Were you in the chat and everyone was kind of encouraging you to raise your hand? So you
Yes, I
got
was.
on. All right. Well, what can I help you with? What do you need help with?
Well, like I said in this chat this month, I really haven't done, the only thing I've done is gone on calls. I was so good at planning every month for a while. I had made a non I called it my non-negotiable to have a 16-ounce bottle of water when I first wake up and when I will go to bed, but I kind of stopped doing that for a couple of days. I did start back up on it again finally, but
Good.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm in this lull or rut to try
Right,
to get
right.
something back up.
Well, often we get into a rut because of what we're, how we're talking about what we're either doing or not doing, right? And that's kind of what I was talking about earlier when I saw your comment, right? Was like, okay, if we're saying, if we're just walking around saying, I hadn't done anything this month, or like, I've quit doing everything, right? All those like absolute terms, everything, nothing, zero, all that kind of stuff, right? That is what gets us into a rut because it just feels terrible, right? And then we judge ourselves and shame ourselves, and we don't want to kind of, get out of that. I mean, we're trying to like, kind of protect ourselves, right? When we're in that rut. So for you, it is, the key for you and the key for everybody is, y'all, we have to give ourselves credit for things that we're still doing. You mentioned you've been on calls during the month. There are a lot of people who hadn't been listening to calls. So you've got to give yourself credit for that. I mean, and I talked about, you hadn't quit, right? Some people have
Right.
quit the membership. And so this is where it's like, okay, no, I haven't been planning for a little while. And no, I've been off my water for a few days. But what have I kept doing that I can give myself a little credit for right now, where I can find a few wins right now? And the biggest one I see for you is that you've gotten back on your water. It's
Yeah.
like, all that happened there was, you know, it was non-negotiable for a while, and then just some negotiation came in, right? But that's all it
Yeah.
was, and we got to just come back to, and I'm going to give you some homework before the end of the call, so remind me. But you just come back to, okay, let's make it non-negotiable again, right? We just need to get back to making that water non-negotiable. Like, I mean, you said 16 ounces at the beginning. That's what set you up for success. And so, okay, what about planning? How can you get back to planning easy and just make it doable for yourself? How can you get back to planning?
Well, it would help if I actually printed out my planner again. I
Well,
was
okay.
doing so well every beginning of the month.
Okay.
Beginning of every month, I'd have it planned, like set up. And this, I saw somebody had it on Facebook a while ago that they used the book rings to instead of like a binder, so you could
Yes.
kind of flips. So I have it set up like that, and I just need to get stuff printed out and organized again too. So I think that was really helpful when I did it that way.
Okay. So, and then you haven't done that yet for April yet. Okay. Well, this is your time. This is going to be so fun because, Margaret, because this is where we get to do something where, because I mean, like, well, let me ask you this first. Why haven't you done it yet? Like, why haven't you know, let's say kind of the 1st of April kind of went by, but you know, it's been a couple of weeks now. Have you thought about printing it out? What
I
did you tell
do,
me?
and then I think, oh, I should print out when I get home. I have my laptop, I could just print it out on my printer, and then I either get distracted or I forget. So
Okay.
I, like the other lady, I'm also ADD, so it doesn't help, but I know I just need to sit down and just print it out.
I was just checking in because I was seeing, you know, sometimes we can, our brain can be like, you know, well, it's past the, you know, it's already April 15th. It's not even worth it, you know. And it's like, nope, we don't do that anymore. And no, you know, in no BS, we don't do that, right? This is why we have this call,
Yeah.
because like we don't wait until the beginning of the month or until Monday, right, to get started again. So here's what I want you to do. I actually have two homework things for you. I want you to print out your stuff today. Do you have time to print out your stuff today?
Yes, I'm off today, so.
Oh, okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, so right after this, I want you to print out your stuff. And then I want you to, you can either post in the Facebook group and say, hey, y'all, I printed out my stuff. And, you know, just for some accountability, right? Just to, you know, to
Right.
have, you know, kind of report to us, or you can post it and ask coaches, either one, you know, and you can tag me in Facebook, Betsy Kimbrell, or you can, you know, put my name on the Ask Coaches and they'll get it to me. But yeah, so this is what we do sometimes, right? When it's like we've been meaning to do something and we just need a little bit of accountability to get it done. Okay?
Yes.
And so you know
Okay.
that works for you. Okay, so your other homework, and this is for everyone. This is not just Margaret's homework, because I think some of y'all need to do this too. Well, some of y'all may need to print out your planner. So some of y'all may have the same homework as Margaret. But the other homework is I want you to, I'm actually going to pull it up and put it in the chat. I give out this lesson. This is my favorite lesson from the No BS course about consistency. And so it's from the No BS course. I believe it's in module two. I give it out so much. I need to just keep the link handy because here we go. The secret to staying consistent in weight loss. So, do you know how we define consistency in No BS? Or how do you define consistency?
Just keep on going without, I don't know. It's a hard thing for me to define, but I understand what it is, but it's one of those things where it's harder to put into words.
A lot of times we can equate consistency with perfection or with like doing it right all the time. No, that is not how we define consistency in No BS. We define it as just like you, just like what you've experienced this month so far, where, and I like to do like a little visual where, you know, we're going along the path, like back in March, you know, February, you know, going along the path. And then we just, like I mentioned, like, you know, negotiations kind of creep in a little bit. We just kind of start to veer off the path a little bit. And what we do when we're practicing consistency and no BS is that we just come back to ourselves and we come back to our habits. And that's what you're doing now, what you've already done with your water, what you're doing now with your planning. We're coming back over and over and over again. Okay. So we're not ever expecting to be on the path forever and ever and always. That is not life. That is not human nature, right? So it's just like, okay, when we veer off the path, we just come back as soon as we kind of notice what's happening. We don't make it a huge deal. We don't make it like, oh, here I go, you know, fucking up again, right? It's just like, okay, we're just getting back to it. Back at it is one of my favorite kind of power thoughts or mantras. We're just getting back at it, back at it, back at it, back at it, over and over and over and over again. That's what this journey looks like. That's what it's supposed to look like. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
I'm writing that down too. Back
okay.
at it.
Love it. Love it. I love it. It's three words. It's just short and sweet. And it just can kind of just get you into action, right? And get you into like, okay, what do I need to do? And for you, it is the water and the planning, right? I am so glad. I'm so glad you raised your hand. And are you pretty new?
No, I've been here over a year.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. You're still pretty new. But I'm so glad you raised your hand. But it started with you reaching out in the chat. And you got what you needed today, okay? So feel proud of yourself.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Take care. See ya. All right. Bye. All right. One more. We'll bring up Nicole. And then we'll get that question answered. We'll get out of here. I got to meet with Coach Kathy right after this. All right. Hello. Oh, you need to unmute for me. Yeah, there we go.
I got it.
You got it. You got it.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. What's going
on? I don't entirely know where to start, but I feel like I've been also a member almost a year, and I feel like I'm good at maintaining but not losing.
Okay.
And part of my problem, I'm really struggling with sweets.
Okay.
And it's something I really want to get under control because so many people in my family are diabetic, and I watch the way it affects them, like diabetic and obese, and I see how it causes other health problems and it limits their activities in life. And I don't want that. Like, I so badly don't want that, but for some reason I can't seem to get it under control. And
so do you think that is the biggest obstacle for you? Like the list of questions I talked about earlier, do you think that's the obstacle that's really kind of keeping you in maintenance or one of them?
I feel like, yes. Okay. I mean, I think it's probably a combination of things. I feel like, I do pretty good at stopping at enough. I either like portion out a smaller amount, or I'm able to stop in the middle and be like, okay, how much do I need to not be hungry anymore? I mean, it's not always perfect, but I feel like for the most part, that is the skill that I have down probably the best. I'd say the only eating when hungry is my problem. And sometimes that goes hand in hand with eating sweets.
Okay. Well, let's just go ahead and decide that this is the main obstacle for you right now. And like, I mean, you know, and it, something else may come up later, but let's just go ahead and decide that this is going to be your focus for now.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
For the, you know, foreseeable future. So, I talked about brainstorming, you know, a list of actions to address this obstacle. Did you come up with any?
I didn't while you were talking, because I'm also supposed to be working, but something that I've tried and it's not, so far hasn't worked. And I don't know if it hasn't worked because it's me or it hasn't worked because it's not a good idea.
Or maybe it hasn't worked because you haven't practiced it long enough yet.
Maybe
okay.
I've I like a friend of mine, she only eats sweets on the weekends. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I could do that because I know I could never cut them out completely, at least not right now. But I could maybe cut them out the majority of the week and then on the weekends.
So
But
how's that
I only
working for you?
lasted like 2 days doing that.
Okay.
And then I'm like, okay, maybe that's not for me.
Like if you could, let me ask you this before we go further. If you could eat sweets like the way that any way that you wanted to, right? I mean, you know, that to have like the relationship that you want with sweets, like when would you eat them? How often would you eat them?
I mean, I like the idea of maybe having one small treat each day. Like, I know some people eat like a couple squares of dark chocolate or like, and I would include in that also like maybe one glass of wine. The problem is like I'll tell myself that, okay, I'll get that in the evening because that's when my husband's home and that's usually when he's like snacking. So I'll save my like one little treat for that time. But then throughout the day, like other things come up, like I will grab things that I didn't have planned or, yeah. So it's like it's my intention to wait till the evening, but it doesn't always work that way.
What if you did this? What if you, on some days, I think this whole thing of something every day. I always remember, go back to a longtime member who lost a lot of weight. I think she lost about 80 pounds, and she had chocolate cake every single day. Now, she didn't have like, a huge piece of chocolate cake every single day, but she had chocolate cake every day. And so it's possible. It's possible. And so let's just like see if it's possible for you. Right. But I think what you could experiment with is like, let's go ahead and say every day you're going to put something on your plan, but maybe on some days you have it earlier in the day. And that means you don't have it at night, right? And you deal with that, and we can kind of talk about that too. But it's like, let's not, because that's still kind of like kind of restriction in a way where it's like, no, I only have it at night, after dinner, right? It's like, no, I mean, you could plan it and you could say, okay, I can have it any time during the day. And if I want it earlier, I can have it, but that means I don't have it in the evening, right? And so we just kind of loosen up these rules, right? Loosen up these restrictions.
Well, and my other problem is I'm not doing great at planning.
Well, this kind of comes along with this, right? Like, this is kind of it where it's okay, if I'm really going to figure out this relationship I have with these foods, and they're just foods. So I think also we could get curious about what do we want to call these foods? Because I hear treats, right? And that sends a certain message to your brain. Oh, this is my treat, All it is sugar and cocoa powder and, whatever it is, right, that you're eating. This is where we learn to kind of bring these foods back into the category of food.
So what is another name for it?
Well,
I
what
mean,
do you?
sweets, I guess, is another thing that I
You could say
think.
sweets, but again, sometimes that can just be like sweet. I mean, that just even sounds fun and woo, right? It's like, I mean, I am just gonna have this, I mean, this food at this time. I always like to say, all these things we're eating, French fries and chocolate and ice cream, I mean, it's all just a collection of ingredients. It's all just food. Now, we do have, a history and, all this advertising, all this kind of stuff with certain foods, but I just think it can help us to kind of bring back to, okay, this is not good or bad. This is not right or wrong. This is just food, and this is just sugar and flour and salt and that kind of stuff. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, so planning is going to kind of go along with this, where it's okay, if I really want to figure this out, Planning is my tool to do that.
Yeah,
Planning
it's
and assessment.
ever since I've been a member, it's something that I really struggle with.
Okay. Why?
I hate cooking and
Mm.
I hate grocery shopping. And part of it is my husband is incredibly picky and we have like the complete opposite tastes of what we want to do. So the majority of our marriage, I have compromised. Like I eat what he's willing to eat because I don't want to make two things for me. Or I mean one thing for him and one thing for me. And I guess I need to just suck it up and accept that that's the facts.
Yeah. I mean, and
And I know there are things that are easier. Like sometimes I like make tacos for him and I'll do a salad or like but I just think because it's something I don't feel like I'm good at cooking. I don't like it. And so the fact of having to put extra thought and being creative and like, okay, what will he eat? And then how could I alter it? It's just something I
But
can't do.
does it like, is this something that like needs to come up for you to like finally figure out and finally kind of
You
make?
mean like talking about it?
Well, just, we're talking about the tool of planning, right? And like using this tool of planning. And it's like maybe the time is now for you to like start planning and just let all this crappiness kind of come up with like, it's, I mean, maybe there's some, it's not fair in there that, he likes this and I don't like this. And like, let that stuff come up about like, I don't, I went for a long time with really beating myself over like not being able to cook and not being a good cook or making stuff and it wasn't good and all that kind of stuff. It just sounds to me like you're kind of at a point where it's like, okay, I need to let this stuff come up so that I can address it, so that I can like say, okay, me and my husband, we may eat different things. Like a lot of people eat different things. And also, a lot of, couples, right, eat differently. Corinne talks about it all the time, with her family. But also, like, we're not out here making gourmet meals every night either. And so this is where it's like, okay, a lot of people make very simple food. A lot of people eat the same things over and over and over again. And I think
And
it's just
I have
time.
like
Right.
I've actually made a list and saved it in my notes in my
Yeah.
phone of like I probably have 10, which is maybe overkill, but like maybe 6 or 8 breakfasts that I eat. Same thing with lunches, same things with dinners. And on the rare occasion that I do well at planning, I look at that list and I'm like, okay, I haven't had this in a while. And I pull from that list. It's just I put it off, I procrastinate. Like right now, I'm not making great food decisions because I know I need to go to the store, but that means planning.
This is it. This
And
is
I
it,
just
Nicole.
do it.
Like, do you want to lose weight or not?
Yes.
Okay. This is where we just put on our big girl panties. And it's like, okay, if I want to lose weight and not get diabetes, I got to go to the fucking grocery store.
It's true.
This is
It's true.
where, I mean, you just kind of, parent yourself. Now we don't have to like scold ourselves, but it's like, hey, this is what it's going to take. Everybody who's grown, has got to go to the grocery store sometimes. I don't like it either, but we just got to do it. And like, do I want what, do I want to reach my goals or not? Bitch got goals, as MJ likes to say, right? And yes, there's online shopping and delivery and all that
And
kind of
I
stuff.
do that. So, like it was a year in February. I moved back to Indiana from Hawaii. And it was like a big adjustment and it was a big move. And for like 4 months, we lived with my parents. And I was like depressed about winter and depressed that I had to move back.
Okay.
And so I did online, like I ordered all my groceries online because I'm like, I can't deal with going to the grocery. I don't want to deal with it. And so, but I got in the rut of like the same old things. And so I need to like look at those meals I have saved in my phone and like Because you're right. I mean, I really don't have a good excuse if I've already been online shopping. Like,
And
I
don't
need
try to get do any new recipes, right? Stay with
right.
what you got. That is the, I mean, there are a few exceptions of people who have a million things that they, but most of us eat a lot of the same things over and over again, a small handful, just like you have, right? We have our
And I
go-to.
think the other thing that I guess I let it throw me off is my husband is a much more spontaneous person. And so he'll come home and be like, oh, let's go do this or let's go do that. Or I bought steaks on the way home. I'm going to put them on the grill. And like, so I don't always, planning seems difficult to me when I don't always know what's happening.
But how could you handle something like that if he comes home and wants to make something different than what you planned?
Well, I think, like, according to the calls and the courses that I've listened to, just making like the next best
You just
something
pick
that's
it.
in line with what I had on my
Yes.
planner.
Yes. You just pivot, right? You just say, okay, well, I can always stop and enough. I mean, if my husband brings home steak, I don't care what I plan. We're having steak. And I like to go out to eat too. So my husband's like, well, we got a work thing. I'm there. But I can just always stop at enough. And I can work on making kind of an equal swap, right? It's not an invitation to go buck wild, but it's just like, so this is where it's like we just don't make it. If we don't make it a huge deal, we can pivot pretty easily. And like we still followed our plan. We've still followed the spirit of the plan. That's there's actually a lesson about that in the No BS course. I think the last module, it's about following the spirit of the plan, which is okay, when things come up, I'm able to pivot and I'm able to make the choices I need to make to still be successful. Okay. All right. I think you got this. You got this. You got your meals. You're just going to get your ass to the store and just do it and keep us posted. Okay. Just keep us
All
posted.
right.
I think you got this. All right. I'll
Thank
talk to you
you.
later. See ya.
Okay.
All right. Bye. I'm so proud of y'all for all raising your hand. And so we're out of time. I'm going to answer this last Q&A and then we're going to get out of here. So if anybody else needed some coaching, just slide on over to Ask Coaches or reach out in the Facebook group. We got you. I feel like I spit a little bit when I was talking. I got too worked up. Got some spittle on my chin. All right. Tatiana, my partner loves snacks. So do I, to be honest. He does the shopping and handles most of the cooking. So often we have a lot of food in my house that isn't really helping my weight loss progress. What can I do to help manage seeing these fun foods all the time for when he's and when he snacks every night? I want to try them, but even when I do that, it seems like it's too much all the time. I would like to treat these as sometimes foods in my diet, but it's really difficult when they are foods he enjoys on a regular basis. Number one, have you had a conversation with him about your goals and what you're trying to do? And have you made a request of him to maybe cut back on some of the stuff? That's number one. That's always number one. Now, we can't make anybody do anything, okay? But a lot of times we're, hemming and hawing, and we hadn't had the conversation with our partner that we need to have, okay? So that's number one. A lot of times these people that love us, that choose to live with us, are willing to help us, but we have to ask for it. Okay. So that's number one, have the conversation. Number two, set up your environment to, like we're talking about with the trigger cleanup this month, get those foods out of sight as much as you can. Does your partner need to have his own drawer and you have your drawer? Or your cabinet, or whatever it is. You all can split up little cabinets and have your own so that you don't have to open up and see his stuff every time. Okay, get curious about that. And then, how can I make it less visible? How can I make it less visible? And that may also involve. Like, okay, every time I go in the kitchen, I don't open the cabinet. If I'm just going in to get some more water, I get my ass out of the kitchen as quickly as I can. Okay. And then when he snacks every night, this can be another conversation where it's like, hey, I know you snack every night and that's great and you can do whatever you want, but I'm really working on snacking less at night. So I'm not going to be snacking with you. And so just wanted you to know that, right? Something like that. And also just plan for urges. When he snacks, you're going to want us to snack too. And those are urges that are all normal and that we all have, and we have an entire lessons in No BS all about how to handle urges. Okay. And the other thing is, you said I would like to treat these as sometimes foods in my diet. Keep planning them. A lot of times, y'all, we don't need a lot of the snacks, like, in between meals that we thought we needed in the past, or that we used to need, or that we used to overeat. Like, I love like trail mix, like the nuts and the sesame sticks and all that kind of stuff. Well, I don't eat a whole lot of snacks. And so if I want to have that kind of food that I in the past I only reserved as snack food, I'm gonna have to plan it in a meal somewhere. Or I'm not ever gonna get it. And I certainly want to have it, right? And so y'all start to get creative about, okay, if I want to have these foods and I'm not eating a whole lot of snacks anymore, or I'm just, when am I going to plan these foods and give myself permission to have them? So then I don't go into restriction. Okay. All right. So that's what I got for you. All right. Like lots of good. Oh, good. I'm so glad it was helpful, Tatiana. And okay, yeah, if you aren't planning them, you need to start planning them. You're eating them. Y'all, whatever we are eating, we've got to start with meeting ourselves where we are and putting them on the plan. You're not bad. You're not wrong. You can lose weight eating any foods. I know it doesn't feel true to a lot of you all yet. But we have to meet ourselves where we are with compassion and grace and a little bit of love with wherever we are and whatever we are eating. Okay? All right. That's what I got for y'all today. I got to get out of here. I think Coach Kathy's waiting on me. All right. Have a great Tuesday, y'all. I'll enjoy my tacos tonight and stop at Enough. Maybe I'll post a pic for them for y'all in the Facebook group or something, okay? All right, have a great rest of your day. See ya. Bye.